1872. And so he had a few followers. They went and changed the minutes on the records. They wrote, I got the letter right now. He opened the letter that I wasn't in fellowship with the church, and he turned me out.
Really?
Well, I say he wasn't in fellowship with the church, or he would have stayed there and have done these things. And some of the rest of them, they went up there and they made him change the records on their business, but I just, well, I just left there and I'm over here at Warren. Very nice little church, very nice church. It's just a good congregation. You know everybody, everybody's friendable, they're all Christians. Well, it got to where up there at Oak Lawn Church, and you walked in the church, this side was this side, and this side was this side. These wouldn't talk to these, wouldn't talk to these, just like walking in a refrigerator. Well, the minister was young, and I talked to a good, he was a deacon up there. He was on the side of the minister, and I talked to him. We were sitting right side by side that night. I says, Mr. I says, if this minister here, I says, he is just not right. Well, he says, I tell you, I promised him when he come in here that I'd stay with him, either right or wrong. Well, I says, you were wrong there. I says, as long as a man's right, it's all I stay with him. But when you know he's wrong, you stay with him. I says, it's just not right. So anyway, he turned out a whole lot of them. And he went to the association and told them that if they'd taken any of the members from Oak Lawn Church that he'd turned out, he was going to have one of them sold out of the association. Well, we had some good ministers here and good Christians. One of them now is up in, well, him and I'm just 1 year older than he is. And Steve, he's a wonderful man. And he had ministered that church bell for about 7 or 8 years or more. And my wife, after we married, she was baptized through Brother there. And he says, listen, Brother Lowe, said, don't you worry. He said, I'll straighten him out. And boy, when they had the next conference, they went to it, he got up and he stopped that young man from turning out. And all of the ones he turned out went to whining, and lots of others left and went to whining. And so he finally, there wasn't enough left of the members to pay him his salary. And Brother and some more of them, they just couldn't pay it, and he finally had to leave. So he left here and went somewhere, and he passed. So anyway, that's the reason I don't go to the church up there, because I just got started over here, and everybody's friendly, and they're good Christians, nice little church. And it got up there then more than there, and lots of them got to coming in. And as the old saying is, sometimes they get seem like a little bit too much society in a church. And you've heard of one that's just a very good old common country church, and one, you know, that's... And I went to a big church up here in Hot Springs, my wife and I, and I knew a lot of members there. Of course, it was a Methodist church, but I don't make much difference in the church. If you go to a house of worship, you're in a house of worship. And I went in, we sat down, and directly the usher come along and says, listen, say, you're in so-and-so's pew, you'll have to move, you can't sit here. Well, that kind of hurt my feelings. I never have been asked to move out of somebody's pew. Well, I've got a pew up here at the Baptist church. We never asked nobody to move out of there. If they come and sit down there, we was proud to have them there. But they moved me out. Well, I never did go back to that church after that, because I just didn't like the attitude. And that's the only time I was ever asked to move. I went to a nigger church down here on Gulliver Street. My wife and I was taking a back seat. Well, she come along and says, listen, I says, well, I said, maybe you're going to tell us to leave. I knew a lot of my old milk customers was down there. He called, put me